Hello, this is Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. The Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verses 6 and 7 says this, "Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. Its flames are flames of fire, a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. If a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised." The title of this Pastor for the Day message is Strengthening Our Marriages. Because of the times in which we live, never have we so needed to hear a message about strengthening our marriages as we do today. From April 2015 to September 2015, I read about or was told of over 11 couples celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. And you know what? That has been a common achievement in past generations. For example, of those couples married in 1930, 26% were still together 50 years later. In contrast, those who study family life today tell us that only 3% of all married couples today will celebrate their 50th anniversary. In a day of impermanence, we need to strengthen our marriages. Statistics vary on adultery in America, but even the most reliable of these surveys suggest that almost one-third, 31%, of all married Americans have had or are now having an affair. And the average length of these affairs, according to these surveys, is 1 year. In a day of unfaithfulness, we need to strengthen our marriages. Abuse in the family continues unabated. H. Norman Wright, who writes about and speaks regularly on the family, said in one of his teachings on the family, "Over 50% of the people killed in our country are killed by family members, and 25% of the policemen killed in our country are killed trying to break up family disturbances. In a day of abuse, we need to strengthen our marriages." In addition to divorce, adultery, and abuse, another challenge to marriage, some would even say the greatest challenge to marriage, is boredom. One writer says, "It's not fighting marriages that have tarnished the status of marriage in our culture. It's the boring status quo demilitarized zones where ecstasy and surprise and compliments are strangers rather than frequent guests. In a day of boredom, we need to strengthen our marriages." This has been Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.